This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Not so pleasant, but very intense. Bad syntax.
Bestdrumandbass.com.
It's angry. Angry boys.
All right, Big Up. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Best Drum and Bass Podcast with your host, Bad Syntax, here. Rocking out for week 2. Hopefully a little less technical difficulties on the audio this week. I checked all the audio, you know. Big up to Gouda out there. Fucking killer stream. If you guys don't know, make sure you follow him. He's in the chat. Gouda's doing a bunch of dope shit for all the Twitch streamers under Drum and Bass. Make sure you guys fill out that UBB application. But for now, we're going to get to it. This is Binary, Alternate Skin, forthcoming Abducted LTD next week on the 19th. We got Bowser in the guest mix. You know, the first start of the show, I don't talk a whole lot, but we got tune reviews after, and we got a bunch of tunes to go over. For now, we're going to get down to business. Hop in the chat, give it a share. Let's go.
We'll be right back.
Something bad, dirty.
Yes, yes, coming into the last one of the mix set. In case you guys didn't know, you know, I was quizzing you while I was playing. Every Abducted tune tonight was by Binary, because they have a forthcoming release next week. And this is one of the three tracks you're going to be able to catch on it. This one's called Motive by Binary, and it's out next Friday, the 19th. Also, next weekend, if you guys are going to be in Vegas, you can catch me alongside Planet of the Drums, Doc Martin, and a bunch of dope people. We're at the Artisan Hotel. We're actually buying out the whole hotel all weekend in Vegas, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you guys need tickets, hit me up. We got dope shit. I don't know if there's even rooms available in the hotel anymore. You just got to buy tickets to the show. That shit's going to be awesome. Big up to Gouda out there. I see him rocking out in the chat. Appreciate everybody sticking with me. See, less technical difficulties this week, you know? I like to make sure I set my expectations at the right level, you know, when I first start something. And if you haven't noticed, I can't speak either. Oh shit, I gotta do the fucking shoutouts. Big up everybody out there in the chat. I gotta do the shoutouts. I still got the bad tunes of the week to go over as well, so don't go anywhere because we're gonna be going over those. Let's see who's in the shout thread. If you guys want a shout in the chat, drop your name in the chat right now, either on Twitch or on Facebook. You should be on Twitch. I'm going to try and get to you. Jay, what's up? Liquid Robot, what's up? CB1, what's up? Short Bus. What's up, Rod? Yo, Victor. What's up, Basilisk? I see you out there. Andy Skies, what's up? Miss Toxic. Select the Steel, what's up, man? Korax. Yo, Mechanized Source. What's up, Attila? My Altered Soul and his altered fucking Christmas shirt. What's up, man? What's up, Derek? What's up, Treg and Allie? Yo, Gary Dietrol. Lunatech. Yo, Brent, what's up? Anthony and the Bass Mafia. You guys gotta have me out for this famous wall of sound, man. What's up, Nemo? What's up, Afro the Doggo? What's up, Crow and Bass? And Scythe. Let's see who's out in the chat. Let's see if I can get to this. What's up, Gouda's still out there. Basilisk is out there. Mahdi, what's up? Jay, what's up? Synonymous, what's up? Andre, what's up? Dan, what's up? I will check my inbox, I promise, very soon. Vundahane. I'm absolutely murdering that name, I'm sure. Yo, what's up, Aaron? What's up, APX1? I appreciate it, man. You gotta come over. Easy Rolling, Slinky. What's up, guys? Sorry if I didn't get to all the names, you know? It's a lot to get in, you know, especially I got my computer all the way across, you know, on the mothership. We're here on the main cabin of the mothership. It's off in, you know, another compartment over there. Appreciate you guys. Don't forget, we're going to be doing this live every single Thursday at this time, 11 a.m. We got Gouda going on before us. We're going to be raiding back to back for the next few weeks, and then we're going to kind of spread the love around. Make sure you guys follow Gouda as well. But for now, we got to get to the bad tunes of the week. You know? Yes, yes. Welcome to the bad tunes of the week. This is part of the show where I go over everything that just dropped in the past week. All these just got released in the past week, and you guys need to buy them, support. Whatever you can do, comment, share, tell your friends about them, tell your grand about them. These are the hot tunes. Also, make sure you guys follow the Bad Tunes of the Week playlist. The link should be in the chat. But first up on deck, an insane remix. This is Gaidra with Hangjaw, the Level Up remix, out now on Eat Brain. This one has been fucking killing it every show I play. Let's check it out. Wonder Heine in the house. Well, yeah, like I said, absolute destroyer of a tune right here. Every single remix on this EP slaps. Or actually, it's a full album. I mean, goddamn, every single release is amazing. And I know I'm playing a tune from it every week because they're smart. They're definitely smart about that release. They are releasing a different one as a single every single week, and I have a feeling they're going to compile all of them at the end if I do my logic correctly. So big up to them. Eat Brain, the Level A remix of Hang Jaw by Gaidra. Next up on deck, we are so happy. I saw somebody last week in the chat say Kamal's back. Fuck yeah, Kamal's back, and he's doing 8 million remixes, and I'm here for it, man. This is Black Yukon Sucker Punch. Dead Man's Hand is the name of the tune, and it's the Kamal remix, and it's out now on Yukon Punch, and it's exactly, it's got these really hardcore techno vibes to it, exactly what you would expect from Kamal. I mean, come on, who doesn't love that? Who doesn't love a little techie funk in your life? Let's check this one out. And the chat agrees, this one's a banger. Yo, Exhibit, send me a link on Facebook. You absolutely should be hacking the hiney. But yeah, man, this one's got all the vibes. I swear, it's so refreshing to have artists like Kamal back in the mix. They're offering something completely left field of the common releases we're hearing that are all squished to shit, which I'm not talking shit about that because I personally love when something's balls to the wall, fucking aggressive and loud. But I also love the other end of the drum and bass spectrum where we have tunes like this that are just fucking dope tunes. Once again, Black Yukon Sucker Punch, Dead Man's Hand is the name of the tune. It's out now on Yukon Punch. It's the Kamal remix. I can't talk, man. We're gonna go to the next one. We got a lot of tunes to go over this week. Lots of tunes. Some weeks we're slow, some weeks we're busy. Next up on deck, new artist to me. You heard this tune in the mix tonight. You heard the Rene Levice and Current Value collaboration from this EP as well. Which was very surprising. I don't know if you guys checked that one out yet. I played it. Not exactly what I expected, but still a dope banger of tune. But this is by far the biggest tune on this release. Chapter 2, Welcome to the Future. It's out now on Device on an active album. Let's check out. If you know Kamal, send him my way. Kamal is one of the greatest artists of all time. But yeah, man, this tune fucking goes off. And you would not expect it on Device, It's definitely a compilation of quite a few different flavors. This is the only kind of really upfront neuro one, but there's plenty to check out. They're definitely DJ weapons. A lot of these labels are focusing on making tunes that not only are like dope, but they're more mixable and they're more fun for the DJs to get out there and just get to it, Once again, Chapter 2 is the name of the artist. Welcome to the Future. It's out now on a brand new album by Device, which is Rene Levice's label. Check it out. Like I said, it features a Current Value remix or collab with Rene Levice. Pretty dope. We're going to calm it down. One day I'm going to start organizing the bad tunes of the week where they kind of go by vibe and they don't just like fucking left, right, left, right. Hack. Next one up on deck. Soulful vibes this time. This is Waze with Acidic Love, the Fentix remix out now on Delta 9. And yeah, man, two tracks on this, both remixes, and they both, I mean, it's Delta 9. What do you expect? You're going to get fucking class, top-notch funk. Let's check it out. You guys like the left turns? Let me know in the chat. Do you like the random bad tunes or you want me to create the vibe? I appreciate it, guys. What's up, man? You gotta join in on Twitch. That's where all the chat is. We're phasing Facebook out. Appreciate you, brother. Good to see you. Well, I'll tell you who doesn't know. That's me. Anyways, Waze with Acidic Love, the Fentix remix out now on Delta 9. Make sure you guys go check this one out. Make sure you guys follow Delta 9 in general because they're always putting up constant quality on both their labels. Shit, they might even have another label that I'm not aware of at this point. Diego fucking runs a tight ship. Next up on deck, let me hang on. Yep, this one's gonna be the tune of the week for fucking sure. Mean on this one with Eat Your God, out now on Kill Tomorrow. And I mean, if the name Kill Your God or Eat Your God didn't give you any clue, this is gonna be a calm, you know, very sedated, not much energy, you know, kind of relaxing too. So just fucking, you know, light a cigar, grab a drink, and just lean back and enjoy the very calming vibes of my man Nimi. Nah, I'm just fucking around. You know, this is going to be a fucking belter. Look forward to his release coming on Abducted LTD next year. But Kill Tomorrow, you can't go wrong. Absolute smasher. Both Kill Tomorrow and Code Smell kill it. Right now, get ready to fuck your head back. Somewhere, someone is walking out in the street and just punching people at random. That's what this song does to people. It's your call. Just an absolutely vicious tune. And if you guys aren't following Nene, man, you gotta follow him. I mean, he reminds me of when Red Pill first hit the scene with, you know, that unique style. All his tunes sound like him, but they're not, like, boring and sounding the same. They fucking all sound amazing. Big up Nene. Once again, Eat Your God is the name of the tune. It's out now on Kill Tomorrow, and it's huge. Make sure you check this full release out. But for now, we're on to the next one. And I wasn't kidding. Bomp, bomp, bomp. Yeah, we're gonna calm it down. We're gonna go back up, and then we're gonna calm it down. And then we're gonna go back up. That's just the way it is, man. You can't go chasing waterfalls. You might end up with the bass lines you're used to, or however that song goes. Next up on deck, I absolutely love this release. This is 107 with Curse, out now on Iku. And if you guys like this really mental, dark, dungeon tech style, you gotta fucking check this release out. It was hard picking a favorite. Let's check it out. imagine myself like in the spaceship. You see me in right now. I'm obviously in a real spaceship right now. You're not just visualizing shit. You know, I've turned on this tune. I'm just fucking cruising around the galaxy, whizzing by fucking planets and shit. That's the kind of shit I'm into when I'm not around on the podcast. So big one, man. Iku, absolutely. You know, they cultivate such a very specific sound, and I love it. They're doing such a great job right now. 107 is the name of the artist. Curse is the name of the tune. It's out now on Iku, and it's a stinker. Let's check the next one out. This one is in contention for Bad Tune of the Week, number one. It's either Neemeen or this one. I'm absolutely loving this release, and I'm not familiar with the artist, but I'm definitely going to be paying super close attention now that I've heard this EP from Close to Death. This is Cryos, If Only, out now on Close to Death, and this release is fucking insane. I love it. This is the Close to Death I want to see every single time I see Close to Death. I want to see this aggressive, like, dark, melancholy, angry fucking tune, you know? I still get chills. Just these little fucking Reese risers, they get to me, man. I'm old. What can I say? I love it. Big up to all these tunes. This is another one. It was impossible to pick. Huge fucking release. I'm going to shut up now, and we're going to listen to it. Exactly right. There's nothing else you can say. Just an absolute monster. You put this tune in any fucking timeline of D&B and it's absolutely gonna smack. I'm in love with this whole release. Hopefully we get Cryos on the guest mix, but for now, Cryos, If Only is the name of the tune. Close to Death is the label. Check out the full EP right now because it is all top notch. You want to check that one out. For now, we're on to the next one. Uh-oh, lullaby time. Next up on deck, a very robust LP to celebrate High T's anniversary. I don't know why all that rhymes. This is my favorite of the bunch. This one's Bloom with Patience. And yeah, this one's great. There's nothing more to say about it. It's fun. What's up, MV in the house over on Facebook. We're not pushing the Facebook too hard, but I appreciate you, man. I'll get to your message soon, I promise. But like I said, Bloom Patience is the name of the tune. It's out now on High T Music. Very, very dope EP. That's another album. Can't get all my facts straight. But yeah, check out that High T release. We're going to have them in the podcast to celebrate. I think it's their 5th anniversary. Big up to them. Huge release. The first track on it has like 15 artists on one tune, and it's a dope tune. But for now, we're on to the last one of the night, my friends. We're going to play this. And that's the end of the podcast session. I'll play one more for you guys while I raid the next panel. Last up on deck of the Bad Tunes, this is Forbidden Society and Aggressive Monks. Check it out.
To bring together a group of remarkable people.
Snares always remind me of back in Monty Python, when they have the coconuts for the little horse trots. Dope tune though. Forbidden Society and Aggressor Bunks, you can't go wrong. Steel City's the name of the tune, and it's out now on Forbidden Society. I'm gonna go over everything you guys heard. I'm gonna talk a little bit, and then we're gonna fucking end the podcast section. We kicked off the Bad Tunes of the Week with Gaidra Hangjaw, the Levela remix, out now on Eat Brain. After that was Black Yukon Sucker Punch, Dead Man's Hand, the Kamal remix, out now on Yukon Punch. Chapter 2 after that, Welcome to the Future, out now on that huge release on Device. Ways with Acidic Love, the Fentix remix, out now on Delta 9. Nemean with Eat Your God, out now on Kill Tomorrow. You have to say it like that or else it doesn't work. 107 with Curse, out now on EQ, mixing up the tracks. Cryos with that absolute smasher, If Only, out now on Close to Death. Bloom with Patience, out now on High T, and right now we're listening to Forbidden Society and Aggressor Bunks with Steel City, out now on Forbidden Society. Big up to everybody out there in the chat. I appreciate you guys rocking with me. Big up to Gouda for helping me launch my Twitch channel a little bit better because I never paid enough attention to it because I'm dumb. There we go. If you guys can, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. It's been linked in the chat. It's on iTunes, it's on Android, it's on anywhere you could possibly want to fucking subscribe to it. I'm about to announce a big Arizona booking for December. We just locked in this week. But if you guys are in the Vegas area or you want to go to the Vegas area, next weekend on the 19th, catch me at Hotel Off the Grid with Planet of the Drums, Doc Martin, and about like 100 other artists. We're there all weekend rocking out. So come rock out with me. Make sure you guys also follow my Bad Tunes of the Week playlist on Spotify. I update it every week with new tunes that just got released so you guys can be updated on the freshest drum and bass, you know? And don't forget, we're still here every Thursday at 11 a.m. Gouda is on about 2 hours before me. Make sure you follow his channel too. He's doing a lot to help the drum and bass community on Twitch. I'm so honored to be partnered with him. That's it for me. This is the end of the tune. This is Bad Syntax signing off. Make way for the guest mix by Bowser.
nothing. We'll be right back. track.
Thank you.
not go.
Thank you.